This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Time to chat some cycling today. James Wilson joins us once again. James, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
Yeah, fantastic. I'm super excited to chat about your bike today because self-confessed it is your strongest of the three legs, but you come from a bit of a mountain biking background, and we've spoken to a few mountain bikers here on the podcast. Mountain biking is a great, I almost want to say, cross-training tool because even though you're not going at crazy speeds, it makes you incredibly strong, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think and all those, I've heard it, you hear it a lot about the bike handling skills being transferable, but honestly, it's great fitness. It's, you know, the hills that you come across on a mountain bike are real short, sharp blasts, and then followed really quickly by, you know, you're up and stood on the pedals and learning those bike handling skills that might catch you out on a hilly course, for example, or in a triathlon. So yeah, it's the mountain biking, I think, it's just kind of put that longevity in my legs that I've managed to carry through.
Longevity, that's an interesting sort of concept when it comes to cycling, because to get stronger on the bike consistently and to perform better, it's a long-term process. It doesn't come overnight, and the longer you cycle consistently, the better. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly, yeah. It's just making them so much more robust to be able to go out again tomorrow, and just building that stamina up in the legs that you're on the bike for so long. During an Ironman, you're naturally on it for a lot longer in the build up and the training to it. So just to have been cycling, you know, since I was a teenager, even before that, it's been it's always kind of been there. And you know, you're cycling as a teenager, you're off out on the mountain bike for purely for fun, and you don't kind of grasp that this is going into the bank for a few years to come.
Yeah, and I know people are listening to this who don't come from that sort of background, going, gee, it's tough when you don't, and yeah, it's the same as swimming growing up. I mean, you mentioned how hard it is for your swim, but this is almost, and I don't want to say unfair advantage, because everyone does have an advantage at some space, and obviously the bike is yours. What would you say is something you've done over the years that's given you the biggest gains on the bike?
I just enjoy it. I think that you've got to enjoy it, because it's hard to, I think thinking about your route is harder than going and riding it sometimes. That you think, I've got 80 miles to do here in the hills and it's not looking too nice outside. But then, you know, once you've kind of 2 or 3 miles down the road, you're going to love it. And there's nothing quite like riding outdoors around where we are in the Peak District and the Lake District. And you'll never really ride an Ironman course as hilly as what we have around here. So we're kind of overcompensating with the hills around here and without even knowing it. And it's just beautiful to get out there and do that. It's the biggest gains just come from enjoying it and knowing that, you know, it's never going to be as bad as this, really.
You mentioned too that you live fairly close to the Ironman UK course where you qualified for Kona. Do you think that's a bit of an advantage, being able to ride the course beforehand so that you know sort of where to push, where to back off, sort of on race day?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I think it is definitely an advantage. I was always conscious of, I didn't want to override the course, because there's still an element of enjoying the day, and I didn't want to get bored of the course. I didn't want to still enjoy doing Ironman, so they want to just kind of rock up and then go, oh, this is that bit. So I still wanted to enjoy the course, so I didn't override it. I knew where it was going. There's two hills in it that you need to be wary of, that you do twice on this, because it's a 2-lap race. But yeah, I do think it's an advantage living close to a bike course that's especially one that's reasonably tough, that you do need to have a few wits around you about and a bit of local knowledge. I think if you just turned up to, I've done other Ironmans where I've not known the course, and they've always been pretty self-explanatory. Whereas I think Bolton, especially Ironman UK, is worth knowing.
As far as favorite bike workouts, you obviously enjoy being on the bike, but what do you love doing?
Going out and doing the hill reps is great. It's really hard work. I always try and get out as much as I can to be actually outdoors on the bikes. But, you know, indoors is probably where you cash in your biggest gains. So those long intervals look horrific on paper. But I actually don't mind those kind of long threshold intervals where you're going for 12, 15, 20 minutes. You know, doing three reps of those with a few minutes break in between, well, easy spinning in between. So they get you going and they can really find you, spit you out the other end if you pace that incorrectly, or that's where you can really learn about what you can actually hold over 20 minutes. And when you go out and do a local time trial on the road, a 10 mile or a 25 mile time trial, that's where that familiar feeling of what you were doing in those long intervals can really help you out with those little races, rather than just get so excited you blast off. You know how long you can hold that FTP or work around that. Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. James, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Looking forward to chat about your run next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, cheers, bud.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/bikeseminar now.